going to get the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero.
He's got it. At the buzzer.
Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Four against Bradley. Three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG Roll, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He got again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5. 4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Hello guys, this is World Sports News and welcome back again. I'm Alex.
Hi, I'm Lati.
At the very beginning of this episode, let's focus on the news that Russia is banned from taking part in the upcoming Pyeongchang Winter Games. The absence of one of the world's major winter sports powers from the competition adds another stress for the hosts, who are already dealing with lackluster ticket sales in the shadow of the ongoing North Korea crisis. Under the IOC's ruling, which found Russia had engaged in systemic manipulation of anti-doping rules, clean sports people will be able to participate in the games under the designation Olympic Athlete from Russia.
Some prominent Russian Olympians say they haven't yet decided if they'll compete. Evgeny Medvedev, a two-time world figure skating champion, told reporters after the IOC's decision that it was too early for her to decide whether she would take part. The figure skating is one of the most popular Winter Olympic events, and the loss of Medvedev, well tipped for the gold medal, will be a major blow to fans.
In 2018, we'll first welcome the Australian Open in January. Defending champion Serena Williams, 36, gave birth to her daughter Alexa in September and married Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian in a star-studded New Orleans wedding in November. She has entered to play in the first Grand Slam of the season, according to the tournament's organizers.
Last week, Williams coach Patrick Mouratoglou told CNN Sports a decision which would be made during an upcoming training session in Florida. It's about whether or not the 23-time Grand Slam champion would make her come back and compete in Melbourne, where play starts on January 15.
And now let's get back to football.
Cristiano Ronaldo claimed his fifth Ballon d'Or, equaling the record set by eternal rival Lionel Messi. Some of the biggest and best names to ever play the game were quick to congratulate the Portugal international. It's been quite a year for the 32-year-old Ronaldo, as well as helping his club Real Madrid won 4 trophies, including La Liga and the Champions League. He's also been busy in his domestic life.
After a decade of dominance and winning the previous 10 Ballon d'Or between them, people are beginning to wonder if anybody else apart from Ronaldo or Messi will ever win the title. Paris Saint-Germain star Kylian Mbappe, who finished 7th in his first Ballon d'Or, ranking at just the age of 18, is many people's pick as a future winner.
Recently, a number of U.S. athletes have spoken out against Donald Trump during his presidency, and skier Lance Vaughn has become the latest to have a say, targeting Olympic gold at February's Winter Olympic in Pyeongchang. Vaughn is in St. Moritz, Switzerland, where she spoke passionately about what it means to compete for the U.S. ski team.
"While I hope to represent the people of the United States, not the president," Vaughn said. The 33-year-old Vaughn is getting ready for the final act of a long and illustrious career. As well as competing for a second Olympic gold medal in South Korea, she is attempting to break the record of 86 World Cup victories held by Ingemar Stenmark since 1989. Away from the slopes, Vaughn also appears willing to put her head above the parapet and speak out about US politics.
2017 is reaching the end. For Sergio Garcia, the golfer, it is his best year ever. Here were the 73 failed attempts to win a major, 4 runner-up spots, 12 top 5 finishes, 22 top 10 seconds. Culminating in 18 seasons of what might have been. In one of his most vulnerable moments, he told the world that he didn't have what it took to win any of golf's big 4 tournaments.
"I'm not good enough," he famously said 5 years ago. "I don't have the thing I need to have. I've come to the conclusion that I need to play for second or third place." He was said to become the most talented player never to win one of golf's biggest prizes. But then the Spaniard found love, and his off-course contentment played out on a glorious Sunday at Augusta in April, when nearly 2 decades of golf and heartache came to an end.
Well, that's all for today's World Sports News. Thanks for listening to our radio.
See you next week. Coming next is the highlight game. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to today's highlight game. I'm Carmel.
I'm Cassio. The Cavaliers' home game against the Kings on December 7 finished with a score of 101-95. The former one won the team's 30-game winning streak. LeBron James scored 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists today. James' key three-pointer, which was 15 seconds left in the game, became the focus of Cavaliers. James added that the Heat's 27 winning streak was the current goal of the Cavaliers.
And Cavaliers trailed the Kings by more than 14 points in the third quarter, but they fought back and entered mid 8. LeBron James scored a decisive three-pointer over the Kings player, Jakob Thompson. James hit the three-pointer with a specific name, and the Cavs called it Chicago. That's mainly because they used a three-point game for the first time in the playoffs against the Bulls, and James killed the Bulls.
Besides, except for James and Love, Green 70 points, College 15 points, King Randolph got 18 points and 10 rebounds, Hilda 70 points, Marston 15 points, Hill 10 points, 5 rebounds, Sampson 6 points and 16 rebounds.
In the last minute of the game, the two sides made 95 with only 2 minutes left. It's a matter of life and death for the Cavaliers. After all, throughout the game, the Cavaliers were suppressed by the King and were once in double digits. In some ways, it's like a Russian roulette, a winning shot.
James held the ball a minute and 36 seconds before the end of the game, leaning on the defender to force his way into the box and putting the ball in the basket. 1907-1905, the Cavaliers scored twice. The two-point advantage was not obvious because before that, Cavaliers had only led by 2 points and it had nearly been matched by Oblitz. Back on the defensive end, the Cavaliers defended his Oblitz for 24 seconds. JR shot 3 points and Green grabbed a key forward rebound.
The key is, in fact, the time left for the Cavs is not much, just 4 seconds. The last chance of a shot fills into the King's half. It's up to the King to decide whether to pursue a 2-point run or a 3-point kill, so they can grasp the 4 seconds.
Absolutely, he took the ball, pulled it out, and the ball came out of the egg and it fell into the basket. 100-95, only 16.6 seconds left, so we can almost say that James killed the game on his own.
He's really amazing. Cavaliers pitcher Calvin committed on LeBron James after the game. He just wants you to give the ball to him, as if to say, give me the ball, we can win. I've also played with some of the best players of the season, and I've been teammates with Rose, the previous season of MVP, and Everson when I was younger. But now James is really raising himself to a new level. To watch a football match when sitting in the front position is very good, and I play with James. This is even more comfortable than sitting in front of the stadium, because James often has wonderful performers in my side. I'm happy to play with James in the same team.
Although the Cavaliers now have 30 straight wins, James says he won't see anything special in his team's winning streak before it's nearly twice as high, 25 in a row. When being asked how many wins will make him feel meaningful, James said, because you have no way to close to the Lakers in 1971-1972 season, 33 straight. That is the longest winning streak record. We're far from that record, but we can work on the heat that the Heat created in the year's 27 winning streak. And the Heat lost to the Bulls after winning 27 straight games in that year.
So that's all for today's highlight game. Next is Weekly First. I'm Carmel.
I'm Cassio. See you next time. Bye.
Welcome to today's Weekly for C. I'm Colin.
I'm Ada. On December the 23rd, Saturday, there will be the match Real Madrid vs Barcelona, maybe the most attractive one in 2 weeks.
As we all know, that these two football clubs are always enemies, just like Nike and Adidas. Even if Real Madrid this season is not in its best condition, so that they are only the fourth of La Liga, not as good as Barcelona, which is the first one of the league.
Yes, that's true. With the two greatest football stars all over the world, especially when Cristiano Ronaldo won the Ballon d'Or reach on December the 8th, each year's Spanish derby never loses people's attention. And this year will not be an exception.
Right, the nearest match between the two teams was during the Supercopa de España, in which Real Madrid won 5-1 after 2 games. However, present situation is not all the same. Barcelona takes the first place of La Liga with Messi playing like magic, while Ronaldo is struggling to score some goals.
Although Ronaldo doesn't perform as good as we expect in La Liga, he is the king of the Champions League, breaking records one after another. We're not aware of the reason, but if he can fit in the La Liga, I believe he can be the powerful man again.
Barcelona lost Neymar this season, yet they have figured out another suitable combination. We can see that they are becoming even better, bothered by the independence of the streaks. Barcelona may be in flux.
Relatively speaking, the injury has been affecting Real Madrid for the whole season so far. Now they seem to be back on their way after Benzema and Bale's comeback. Bale showed his attacking abilities. finishing the hat-trick announcing that he is in good condition. I'm really glad to see the familiar BBC reunite.
On the opposite, Umtiti injured lately during a match which may slow down Barcelona's paces and become the key point. I feel sorry about the bad news. May injuries leave the players alone.
You know what? In my opinion, despite the unexpected situations, it is the plot of coaches and the spirit of both sides that depend the victory. Real Madrid is looking forward to make progress and rising nearer to the top of the league. This match is associated with their confidence. Thus, they must be eager to achieve a victory to defeat their lifetime rival.
Barcelona is gathering their paces to champion of La Liga. They won't be willing to lose. As a result, this derby is definitely going to be an excellent match. I can't wait to watch it. Go back to the star players of the two teams. They are just fantastic. There has never been such a situation that two men's equally great achievements shows as a wonderful drama.
Both of them led their national teams to win an advancement from group match to elimination series of the World Cup. I think we're really lucky to see the two legends competition year after year.
Time to predict now. I guess Barcelona will win the match because they perform better according to this season. They get a better teamwork. With Messi inside, they may be better. We all know that Messi is modest and calm, so that he could have a clear mind to deal with all kinds of complicated situations.
That's a point. It's good that he is calm. However, on the other hand, his calmness may be a barrier when team is in trouble. Then Ronaldo, with more aggressive personality, can make teammates cheer up and seeking for another way to make a difference. To draw a conclusion, I believe in Real Madrid.
Well, that's all for today's Weekly Foresee. See you next week.
Next is your man. Bye.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
Hello, welcome to You Man. I'm your host, William. Today I'm going to introduce my favorite sport, basketball. Because of Yao Ming, basketball is becoming more and more popular in China, and more people enjoy watching NBA games. But are basketball games always like that? What's the difference between modern basketball and original basketball? Today, I will spend most of my time to introduce the development of basketball. Basketball was invented in 1891 by American James Naismith. At the time, he taught at the International Training School in Springfield. Because of the local rich pitches, the children here are very fond of playing the ball in the pitch basket. This led him to take inspiration from the game and to learn the characteristics of other ball games such as football and hockey, and created a basketball game. The original basketball game was simple, and there was no limit to the size of the court and number of people participating in the game. Game players into equal numbers of both teams, standing on both ends, respectively, in the middle of the referees to the stadium after the ball. Both teams immediately rushed into the ball and strive to put ball into the opponent's basket. Because the basket had a button, the ball was left in the basket and the man had to climb a specially designed ladder to get the ball out of the basket. Along with continuous improvement of the facilities, cancel the bottom of the basket and use iron rings instead of pitch basket, made of wooden boards instead of wire net. Site added center line, circle and free throw line. In the game instead made fewer jump start. At the same time, the players in the field usually change to 5 players, starting with the point of guide center, forward and left behind. In addition, Naismith has developed an imperfect competition rule, which stipulates that no ball romps, hugs, tweets, tripping or hitting people. This greatly improved interest of basketball games and attracted more people to participate in the game, which soon popularized the basketball game in the United States. In 1892, basketball was first introduced to Mexico from the United States and were soon carried out across Mexico. In this way, Mexico became the first country outside the United States to start a basketball game. Since then, the sport has been introduced to France, Britain, China, Brazil, Australia, and other countries, and has been carried out, popularized, and developed worldwide. In 1895, Americans Bob Garrelly introduced basketball to China, and in 1896, the first basketball game in China was held in Tianjin. Later, Tianjin, Beijing, and other urban youth basketball was first listed as a performance in the first national games in China in 1910, and the second national games in 1914. Basketball was listed as the official competition of men. In 1924, it was listed as the official competition of women in the third national. Basketball has been an official event of Asian Games since 1951. In 1932, the International Amateur Basketball Federation was established, and men's basketball was recognized by the official competition of the Olympic Games. In 1946, United States appeared in professional basketball leagues and developed into the current NBA. Women's basketball didn't begin until the beginning of 20th century. In 1976, women's basketball was listed as the official event of Olympic Games. Then I want to introduce the benefits of basketball. It can help us form confrontational and collective. Actually, playing basketball is full of enjoyment. Many basketball fans also enjoy watching the game. It is fierce and can make you feel excited. Now the world's highest level game is the NBA, and Chinese Professional League, the CBA, is also worth watching. That's all for today's Your Man. Thanks for listening. See you next week, and the next is great. Please stay tuned. Bye.
Hey guys, do you know about a name? It's called Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I see.
Just mention the name. The fact that no one is not familiar to his title is the start of the Golden State Warriors. But people rarely know about his road of growth. Today, let us get deeply known into his old life. Durant was born in Washington, D.C. on September 29th in 1999. In his childhood, he lived a carefree life with his brother Tony Durant. Durant was raised by mother Vanna Plante and grandma Barbara Davis. His father Randy Plante left when Durant was less than 1 year old. Durant didn't see his father until he was 13 years old. Durant didn't show up more gifts in the field of sports, but his height was the most talented strength in his body parts. Durant and his brother loved sports. The Wizards was the first basketball team that attracts Durant a lot. Maybe you ask the reason. I would say that the team's core player is Michael Jordan in Durant's early age. Little by little, the two lads were obsessed to basketball. Basketball training became their path of life. Durant led Jaurus in Prince George County, Maryland, to the national champion. Durant depended his capability. At the same time, he has expressed his willingness to join the NBA. With the Durant's achievements of basketball, his mom got an expert coach called Charles Brown to train Durant. Brown has a strict training plan for Durant, and the key is never to play a wild ball on the street. Brown believes that a street ball will only make Durant a bad habit, and Durant listens to the coach, who never plays wild ball. Instead, there are 8 hours of soccer in the gym every day during summer. In high school, Durant transferred to the famous Oak Hill of Basketball High School. There, Durant averaged 19.6 points and 18.8 rebounds, and was voted the best two in the country of Prada magazine. The following year, the middle school's legendary study week training. the data rose to 23.6 points and 10.9 rebounds and was added to the McDonald's American lineup, as well as 2006 McDonald's All-Star MVP. In high school, Dwayne was already famous, but his coach was too strict. I told my godfather, I didn't want to play basketball anymore, Dwayne later recalled. It took me a while to get the courage to tell him. But then I thought, this is the test that God gave me, and I'm not be able to fail. My mom knew what I was thinking. She said, she put me aside and slapped me in the face. She talked to me a lot and gave me a lot of good advice. It was my mom who made me get back on track. Since then, I haven't had any deviation, Dwayne said. In choosing college, Dwayne's friends, Tyler Lawson, wants to persuade him to go to the College of North California. But Dwayne eventually chose the University of Texas. After a few months in college, Dwayne has become one of the top 10 scholars in the United States. Rick Barnes, then head of the University of Texas, initially wanted to design close-fitting tactics for Dwayne. But soon, Barnes realized there was no need, and any tactic would only constrain the young man's talent. Dwayne formally announced his participation on the NBA draft on April 11, 2007. Dwayne was picked in the second round of the first round and became the draft pick for the start of 2008 and 2009 season. Seattle SuperSonics changed Oklahoma City Thunder. Dwayne met his two fantastic teammates, Harder and Westbrook. Three young men organized a terrifying team. Closely, Harder was sold by the Thunder. Dwayne faced an unexpected occasion since then before. Dwayne became more mature and shielded the team with the help of Westbrook. And then, Dwayne signed a contract with Golden State for 2 years. With a total value of $54.7 million, of which the second year was a play option. On July 4, 2016, the news shook all over the world. Suddenly, people started to criticize Dwayne's choice. But he testified his behavior in the drawing season. He assisted Golden State Warriors to the championship. Nobody continued to attack him with ill word. That is Dwayne, a passionate boy. He put the limit step by step. As a superstar, he showed his ability and patience with his career and daily life. What an uneasy success that he gained. Thank you for you guys listening. That's all for today's The Grit. Next is Highlight Game.
Cast, producer, Ada, Xu Yang. Anchor,
Letty, Lei Ting.
Steve, Zhao Yue Yang.
Journalist,
Cassio, Ni Wen.
Colin, Han Wenxuan.
Alex, Zhang Hanqi.
William, Duan Yujing.
Carmel, Wang Yunmeng.
Matt, Gong Gao Wangjiu.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。